Thank you, Miller Man. Well, I'm inviting you guys to take part in my latest creepy endeavor.
Nope.
Wait, hold on. You haven't even heard it. You got to listen to the proposal.
I heard the word creepy.
I invite you, and I welcome you, to join me in watching at least one scary movie a week leading up to Halloween.
Interesting.
And I'm talking about that we visit classic scary movies.
Hey, I heard this new Halloween is good.
There's one coming up on October 31st?
No, the actual sequel.
Oh, okay. In the latest in the Halloween franchise.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I heard it's good.
So, what do you think is the scariest movie of all time? We've talked about this before on the show, and I mentioned one old movie that I had the dickens of a time trying to find. It's called The Changeling with George C. Scott.
I saw that a long time ago.
I remember watching, and I want to see if it holds up, because I watched it, I think, in high school. You know, and that was, I was in the height of my meh days of anything being scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that one still being scary to me. So it broke through my madness back then, so I want to see if it holds up now. But it's just so difficult to find that movie. Maybe it's streaming now and everyone will tweet me, "Hey, dumbass, won't you check Netflix?"
So we're allowed to go back and watch movies we've seen before?
If you haven't seen it, yes, in some amount of time, which is probably most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched a scary movie in...
Like, does Nightmare on Elm Street hold up?
I don't think I ever saw that.
No.
I saw the first one.
It does not hold up?
No, it's stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang it, and see, that was such a good idea because it had to do with sleep, which I think is a genius concept because everyone has to sleep, and the fact that it visits you at night in your dreams, I thought was great. Freddy.
How about the first Halloween?
I don't know that I saw the first
Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis?
I don't think
that was like she played Halloween?
Yeah. No, she was in it, and...
That's the one with the character Mike Myers, which always...
Yeah, just kind of unstable.
It was very unstable to me. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974. Does that hold up?
I bet it doesn't. I bet the special effects are terrible.
I've never seen that.
All right, I have the top 15 list here of a very notable website that I won't mention because they're not a sponsor here. But on 15, they have Phantasm. A movie from 1979.
Nope.
Never saw it.
Mm-mm.
At number 14, they have Inland Empire, which is a movie from 2006. Yep. Directed by David Lynch.
Huh.
And I've nope. never seen that one. At 13, A Tale of Two Sisters, a movie from 2003. Uh-uh. It was a Asian director.
I'm 0-4 so far.
Me too.
Number 12, I know we've all seen this one. 1973, The Exorcist.
That is only 12. I thought that'd be number one. God, my God, that movie.
Yeah, okay.
I can't right, take that
to,
movie.
We need to pause here on the list and talk about The Exorcist for a moment. So I watched this later in life because it was about darn near the time I was born when this movie comes out. So I didn't see it when I was a kid. And then it was, I think, in college the first time I saw The Exorcist. And it had the creepy elements in it. I'm fascinated with horror movie tropes. The things that are in most horror movies that will get us one of these techniques. And I'm watching the American Horror Story series right now. I'm getting caught up on back seasons of that. And I'm noticing a lot of the filmmaking techniques that people use to scare us. One of them that just annoys the heck out of me is when they go to a really tight shot of whoever scared person is. So they limit the information your eyes can take in to create the sense of you don't know what's going to happen. I hate that. I hate the way they do that. Makes me crazy. The thing that The Exorcist had going for it is a couple of movie tropes that always seem to work. One is the religion aspect.
Yes.
Includes some demonology and religion into it. The other is when anyone gets devil voice, which is Pete Rose's sister's voice.
Yeah.
It's that smoker voice. And if, anytime someone's talking in that voice.
Yeah.
They were inseparable.
It's always really creepy. And something else that happened in the American Horror Story, and it reminded me, I think it happened in The Exorcist too. always creepy whenever the demon or devilish character is getting the hell beat out of them. The fact that they laugh during it. It always is so creepy just when someone is getting the hell beat out of them. They're just, ha, 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 ha. They're so pleased with the mayhem of your anger. Even though they're getting just beat to death, they don't care. It's just so funny to them because they're insane.
We recently had a story like that. Was it Dahmer? When he was beat to death,
he
was just laughing the whole time?
I don't think so.
Remember we just had that story?
Did we?
I know you've talked about Dahmer a lot lately.
Yeah, this is in your mind.
It was somebody like that that recently was beat to death, I think, in prison, and they were just laughing the whole time.
Why is that so creepy?
It's so creepy. It just implies they're so evil.
Right. They just the mayhem of it, just the criminal insanity they just enjoy. Okay, so The Exorcist is at number 12 on that list. At number 11 is The Strangers, a 2008 film. See, don't know that one either. 10, here you go, Halloween, 1978. Nope. The one with Mike Myers doing coffee talk with Jamie Lee Curtis. Number 10. Number 9, The Haunting, a 1963 film directed by Robert Wise.
No.
Famous director. Haven't seen it. Number 8, came out in 86, Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Hmm.
How did we miss that one? Number 7, they got some spare 1922 movie, Nosferatu.
It's a vampire movie.
Is it? You seen it?
Blah, blah.
Yeah, I've seen bits of it. I don't know if you can just find it anywhere.
At number 6 on the scariest movies of all time list, Frankenstein from 1931.
Okay, that's not scary, is it?
Do those special effects still hold up?
No way.
At number 5, Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, that was creepy.
That is creepy.
See, that one once again involved the devil's child, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And her baby all. Black Christmas, 1974, checks in at number 4. Number 3, Night of the Living Dead from 1968.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't think I have either.
See? Zombies.
Classic one. Need to see it. At number 2, you want to guess what the top two are? One of them I've already mentioned. I'll give you a hint. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is number 1.
Okay.
It is?
They put that at number 1, yeah.
Hmm.
The Shining?
It's Tobe Hooper.
There you go, Shining.
Very good,
nice.
Sean.
Yeah.
The Shining.
Great movie.
The two little girls at the end of the hall.
Stephen King's story. Yeah. The two girls. And that's what's great about this. Here's another TV horror movie trope. The silent standing figure.
Especially if it's a kid.
Yes. The kid, especially a Victorian-type kid.
Or
yes.
Red Rum.
They're in Victorian era. And you turn the corner and they're just standing there.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one that kills me, that I hate, and they still use it to this day. If you are standing in the bathroom and you're looking in the mirror and you have to open the medicine chest, what will happen when you close the medicine chest?
Someone else evil will be staring back at you. Or right behind you.
Yeah, they'll be right behind you. It'll just be, they won't be in the reflection when you open it.
Right.
And when you close it, you'll see something.
Look,
and they do it, and they still do the exact same techniques all these years later,
yeah.
And we still fall for them. Why is this?
I don't know, but I have not been to a theater to see a scary movie, I think, since Halloween. The original one.
Mm-hmm. When in 78 or whenever?
Yeah, oh. But they like re-released it. You know, it was like at the dollar movie in the early 80s. And I don't think I've been back to the... I don't do well in these things.
What do you mean, don't
do well?
I mean,
they stick with me. I didn't get sleep. They gave me nightmares.
They work on you.
Yes. And I don't know if I can commit to your... I may handpick a couple, but I don't know if I can do it.
Come on, scary movie challenge with me.
I am a wimp. I admit it. Huge wimp, and I don't know if I want to do that to myself.
I'll do it. I want to go back and watch The Shining. That's always been one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I would watch that one.
Those two girls, I've told you, I have nightmares about waking up, and they're at the foot of my bed.
And so I feel like I
want
should
to see that
the Texas
again.
Chainsaw Massacre. I've never
now,
seen that.
The Shining used one technique that I thought was brilliant, which was the little three-wheeler that he's riding. Just the way they stretched out that him riding and then moving over carpet and then back on the hardwoods and back over just that long droning sound of him riding that thing and you knowing something bad was going to happen at the end of it.
What also, a perfect setting in that hotel, too.
Yes. Hallways, long hallways in an old empty hotel are very creepy inherently. By the way, Dahmer, when he was killed in prison, he didn't laugh as he was being beaten to death and his head rammed into a toilet.
I remember what it was. He was completely silent.
Completely silent.
Yeah, that's what it was. I do remember that.
He never uttered a sound as he's being bludgeoned to death.
Never
How
screamed,
creepy is
never
that?
Never said ouch. He
Nothing.
Just calmly accepted it.
God, it's creepy.